The aging infrastructure across upstate New York has created another problem in the city of Syracuse, sinkholes in the streets. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the city is the one that has to foot the bill for most of these repairs.
Mayor Stephanie Miner says the 60 sinkholes the city has repaired so far this year are unanticipated consequences of water main breaks and leaks. The amount of money the federal government has kicked in for infrastructure projects has gone down over the years, and a long-term infrastructure spending bill has yet to be passed by Congress, and the state is not helping much either. Miner remains hopeful that there is money out there that can help.
I'm told that there is money specifically designated for transportation in Albany that has not been allocated, and that can be allocated.
These sinkholes occur when water leaves a broken sewer line and carries soil with it. Officials say it would cost about $1 million per mile for preventative maintenance on the sewers that date back to the 1800s. But the city says that is still less expensive than having to dig up the streets and repair everything after the sinkhole is formed. There are still 28 sinkholes in the city that Miner wants to see repaired before winter. Water main breaks recently closed down one Syracuse high school this week, and Miner says some downtown businesses have told her they may have to move if more breaks continue. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.